Welcome to the Rock of Ages Sermon of the Week. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Israel Soto. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit rockofagesaog.org.
Well, good morning, Rock of Ages. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. After a difficult beginning, we're thankful that God always makes a way for us to declare His truth. Amen. It's a joy to have you via our social platforms this morning. I greet all of Rock of Ages, our family members. We love you so much. We wish we were all together as we always have been for so many years. But thank you for allowing us to come into your home and sit with you in your living room and worship together. For every one of our social media friends, Instagram friends, YouTube friends, we want to welcome you and thank you so much for taking your time of worship this morning and joining us. It's been an exciting time, obviously. It's been a time of a very challenging time, if I can say, for not only our families, our neighborhoods, cities, our state, nation, and even the world. You see it in our stores. You see it in the faces of people. There's a face of concern that has somehow engulfed all of us. And I've been in much prayer, as I'm sure you have, and praying over this people that reveals such great fear and uncertainty. After all, we are depending on the voice of those who lead our country to give us a clue as to what's going on. But as I thought about that this whole past couple of weeks that we've been experiencing these things, I can't help but be focused by God to the body of Christ. And the challenge is always to keep us in check and focus as to where our minds and hearts should be as believers. This past week on my Facebook page, I wrote a particular article I'd like to use as an opening, as a platform, if you will, that will hopefully catapult us into the subject of conversation for our devotional this morning. Something I've spoken to you many times over the years here at Rock of Ages. And something I believe here, our community of believers truly believe. But it's always good to encourage ourselves, especially those of you who are joining us and have never attended one of our services. It's quite awkward, obviously. But we invite you to come and visit us in person. It really does get much better than this. But we know that there is no distance from God, for God, and I know that He is here with us as we bring Himself by many names throughout the Scriptures for the purpose of expressing a quality of His character that is vital for us to know. That as we know names, God gives Himself a name so that we can understand who He is better, His character and His abilities in our lives. And for me, as I read about these names that the Lord has, I write in this article, one in particular stands out to me, especially in these days. I was considering the scripture in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, where it speaks to us about the five loaves and the two fish, and how the Lord was able to meet the needs of the people who were hungry that day. The disciples didn't know what they were going to do. It had gone late in the evening, and they were just going to send them off. But God said, listen, you have the source to provide for them whatever it need at this moment in time. And so He shows them by multiplying, and you know the story. However, He impresses upon us this key factor, an absolute truth. His ability to meet our every need in every sphere of our life. El Shaddai is one of the names that is given unto the Lord. And what that means is all-sufficient one. And this name, He reminds us that He is able to provide anything and everything we need, whether it's a time of victory or a time of great duress. Question for you this morning as you sit in the comforts of your home. Are you a little worried? Are you caving in to the pressures and the frustrations that the rest of our city and community is falling into? Are you frustrated the fact that you can't find certain articles in the stores that you used to so readily find them before? Are you concerned about all this that we are being forced to endure? I want you to remember this. And please, if there's anything I say this morning into your heart, please remember this. Please remember that our victory will not come by the power of some pill, some antigen, us being quarantined and locked away from each other, social separation, or any political move. As you see today, there is so much chaos going on in the White House and around the world politically. But the fact of the matter is that victory rests in the hands and the power of He. And I wrote this because I believe it. And I pray that you believe it in your heart this morning as well. That our victory rests in the hands and the power of Him who orders the direction of the wind every morning. In the hands and power of Him who gives every bird in the sky His song to sing individually every morning. And the very same powerful God who outlines the parameters of every ocean in this world today, He tells them when to stop. Now He is God. Even this virus that has been so penetrated into the hearts of people, even that virus is subject to the authority of God. For He alone is El Shaddai, our sufficient one. We are not alone in this. He is with us. And it will be well with our souls. Please believe that this morning. I'd like to speak to you on the subject, if I can, on our all-sufficient Savior. A lot of people profess to know Christ in such a way, but yet we look around our society and even church people and people who congregate even in our own pews, how when we get such terrible news, uncontrollable news, we respond so differently as to what we confess. Yes, I trust in God until things go back. Yes, I trust in God and I'm singing and I'm worshiping and praising the Lord until something goes crazy around us and we have no control over it. Then what we do is we look at every resource we have available in our country, and God bless America. God bless our president. God bless every leader of our communities. May the Lord help them do what is wise in the mind and the heart of God. But we look at this resourceful country that we live in, and we run to those resources expecting to find an absolute answer. Every laboratory around the world today is working overtime to try to find some kind of drug, some kind of injection that's going to save the lives of people. But I pray this morning that you understand, first of all, that I'm not talking to you kind of to develop an inactive position, that is to lay down and let God do everything and you just stay where you're at. But that you do everything that is required of you in good hygiene and washing your hands and all these things. Do what you can. But what I'm referring to is that when it comes to times like this, it's time to run to the only absolute that this world, whether it denies it or accepts it, the only absolute truth we have, and that is God's Word. He says to us that He is our all-sufficient God. He said it many ways in Scripture, and I won't give you the passages, but I'll just offer them to you for your heart. He said, without me, you can do nothing. Yet Paul then reiterates and said, yet with Christ, we can do all things. You see, the Lord never made excuses for failing his people because he never has. He never told Jacob while he was wrestling with him, seek my face in vain, because you'll overcome me. No, he is the victory in our lives. The Bible says that a horse can be made for battle, but victory rests in the hand of the Lord. The Bible says that there are those who trust in horsemen and chariots, yet the victory belongs to God. Why? Because he is the all-sufficient God we need. So this morning, as I address you and all of our friends out in social media land, if you will, are you one of the Lord's tried ones this morning? Are you in affliction? Are you in some kind of temptation of fear in your heart, or under some dark cloud, wondering what's going to happen to us, what's going to happen to our children, what's going to happen to this or the other? Listen to me carefully this morning. Do not despair. El Shaddai is here. He's with you right where you're at, right there at your home, if you will just seek his face. God will bring rest to your soul if you wait patiently on him. Hope in the Lord, the psalmist said, yet I will praise him. Jesus is all sufficient to us. He has all you need. He has it for you. He has everything at your disposal by the will of his heart to love you and encourage you. And every prayer that you offer to him, if it is offered in true faith and trust, he will appear as he has promised to do so, for God is not a man that he should lie. But he must answer his word to you, for he has pledged it unto his children. The Bible says that in 6 troubles he will deliver you, and in 7 he will not forsake you. The Lord is a refuge for us afflicted. He is a refuge in times of trouble. His eye is upon the sparrow. He encourages to believe that a sparrow is worth something, but we are worth so much more than a sparrow. He cares for us and loves us. The righteous cry out, and he has promised that that cry will not escape his ear. Our whereabouts of the righteous will never escape his sight. He will never sleep or slumber as he guards our lives, our coming in and our coming out. If you are not a believer this morning, I encourage you, because you need this kind of all-sufficient God in your life. And so I pray with all of my heart that the Holy Spirit will speak to your home of your heart this very valuable truth. He is all-sufficient. Christ is all sufficient in every aspect of his life. And I'd like to offer you just a few quickly this morning, because we've run out a little bit of time because of the technical difficulties we've had. But let me just mention a few things that are all sufficient to us in him if we will come to him. Number one, his blood is all sufficient for us. Can you say amen? As an atonement for our sins, it's all sufficient. It pays the full penalty of what we have done in our lives. It erases and pays the cost forever of our guilt. It causes God to look down on us on love and his fullness of grace toward us. However great or numerous our sins may have been, if we receive the atonement which Jesus made through his blood, if we rely on it alone for our acceptance of the Lord, and if we plead at the throne of grace, our sins are all forgiven and our iniquities are all blotted out. How does that apply to us today as well? Not only for our forgiven souls, but you remember the time that we were first introduced into the time of the Passover, when the people of Israel were held hostage to Egypt and Pharaoh's grip. And the Lord would go over there and God handled that man by the neck of his heart and force him at the command of Moses to let his people go. And as they were facing all these plagues, there would be one that would threaten all of them, and that was the angel of death. But the Lord gave specific instruction, I'm speaking about the blood, to the people that belong to Him. He said, you are to take a lamb, every one of you in your households, and you are to take that blood and paint it across the frames of your doors, your windows, and even your roofs. So when that angel of death passes by, it will bypass your home. It will not identify with you. It will not touch you in any way. This is why we can lay confident when He says to us, weapons may be forged against you, but they will never prosper. Why? Because we have the blood of Jesus. It's all sufficient to protect us even in this time of great chaos. People today are trying to find anything they can put on their skin to cover themselves. But what we need, ladies and gentlemen, is to cover ourselves in the precious, all-sufficient blood of Christ. This alone will repel the devil and his wiles. This is when people will witness, how is it possible that the world is being caused so much pain, yet those who call upon the name of the all-sufficient God are still safe and rejoicing, because He is an all-sufficient Savior. Even in the obedience of Christ, we find all-sufficiency as well. The obedience of Christ goes to the end of the law, and it meets all the requirements of God as a righteous lawgiver. It is sufficient to justify any sinner, and every sinner who receives it by faith as it is presented as the everlasting gospel will be saved. We need nothing more to satisfy the requirements of divine justice, for Christ has obeyed it all. The obedient life of Christ has made many righteous. And for us in these days, those of us who want the presence of God to walk with us, we were afraid to go outside, to go to the stores. People are muffled up and covered up and cover themselves, taking their shoes off and chasing. And that's okay. That's good practice. I'm not saying not to do that. But what I'm saying is that if you need the umbrella of God to continually walk with you wherever you are, then walk in obedience to God. Jesus Himself says, my Father never leaves me. He never abandons me, because I always do what He says, what He ordains me to do. He said, I've not come to do my will, but I've come to do the will of my Father. You see, obedience unleashes, if you will, the very protection and the power of God in our lives, that today we don't have to be fearful. All we have to learn how to do is be obedient. For wherever God is, that is the place of immunity, where all of us can stand and rejoice and be glad because of the present glory of God. But obedience will loosen this unto you, that all sufficiency of Christ. Three this morning. The grace of Jesus Christ is all sufficient as well for us. See, we are told in Scripture that without Christ we can do nothing. But we can do all things through Him. His grace was sufficient for Paul. Paul, we are told by historians and Bible scholars, that he suffered of some kind of thorn in his flesh, as he testified. Some say it was his feet, since he was an evangelist. Some say it was his eyes, he could no longer read. Whatever the case may be, he cried unto God, the Bible says, three times. I mean, he had urgency in his life to call on to God and say, Lord, I need you to step in the way and get me out of this thing. But in the middle of his cry unto God, there is the whisper of the Holy Spirit that says, Paul, be it sufficient with my grace. It's all you need. My grace is sufficient for thee. For it's when you are weak that I am made strong. His grace. So if we come boldly today, you and I, ladies and gentlemen, daily through the throne of grace, we are promised to find grace and help in our time of need. Grace to sanctify our trials and sustain us under every load. Grace to conquer our foes and contently, if you will, carry our cross, be it what it may. Grace is useful in life because it brings peace and happiness even until the end of this life. the grace that is in Jesus, if received from Jesus through faith and prayer, will conform us to Jesus even before we depart to be with Him. We can do anything through His grace. Let that grace cover you during this time. Run to His grace. He said He is our mediator. He calls you the apple of His eye. He angers against those who come and touch you against His will, for you are His most special treasure. So run and be embraced in that grace. And so when you fear that there is something about your place, around your life, around your children, remind them all, let us walk under the covering of God's grace, for it is sufficient to us to protect us and keep us, for we are indeed His chosen people. Number four, the love of Jesus is all sufficient. It's a source of comfort and consolation. See, the fact of the matter, you and I know that love is always sweet and soothing, but the love of Jesus is exquisitely so. To be loved by Jesus, and I've said this many times, is the highest honor all of us in Christ could possess. To enjoy the love of Jesus is the sweetest pleasure we could all wake up to realize. If His love is shed abroad in our hearts and the Holy Spirit, we can be happy anywhere under any circumstance. I was watching television the other day, and you know all those mimes that people are coming out with, and all these reports that the anchormen from all stations are giving us. They show, I guess in a funny way, how families are being frustrated. And they're fighting with each other because they've been locked. They've got cabin fever now because they've been locked away into this room in their house when they used to be able to travel abroad anywhere they wanted. And so that depicts for us that there's unrest and uneasiness in the home. But again, I tell you that the love of Christ, if you allow it to soak your home during this time, that very love will be all sufficient to keep you happy under any circumstance. Believing that His love is set upon us, knowing that His love is unchangeable in nature, that we can rejoice even when we don't taste the sweetness in our souls. See, a writer once wrote, with joy, he says, to know that Jesus loves me, pleased for me with His Father, is preparing a place for me in heaven, and will soon come and receive me unto Himself, cheers me in the stormiest day, and comforts me in the darkest nights. I know that I may hang on His arm and lean on His shoulder and cast my burdens unto His back. For He said, I will never forsake you. As an eternal God, He is my refuge. Underneath me are His everlasting arms. See, the Bible says in Scripture, we are told of one of His characteristics in an analytical way, I guess, or rather an analogy. He says, He is the high and strong tower. To Him we can run and be saved. The righteous will run to Him and be saved. See, Jesus is an all-sufficient Savior. My question this morning, is He all-sufficient to you? I know not where you are, maybe in your personal life at home, but I know where we are, not only as a nation, but as a world. We're handcuffed to this thing somehow. We can't seem to find a door of escape. But let me tell you, regardless of where we're at, individually or as a world, if you and I will learn to just lean on God and know that He loves us beyond measure, we will be okay. He'll sustain us, He'll protect us, and He'll keep us in joy. If you desire to ascend to heaven, if you want a friend that will never leave you, if you want the fullness that will always supply you, if you wish to be provided for in life, if you wish to be prepared even unto death, I recommend Jesus and His love for you. He will do exceedingly and abundantly more, the Bible says, than you could ever ask for or imagine. He will bestow upon you, ladies and gentlemen, more than the human eye has ever seen, more than the mortal ear has ever heard, more than the greatest intellect of man has ever conceived in his heart. That's a God that's all sufficient. And I recommend to you this morning that you would receive him unto yourself. Rock of Ages, right where you're at, you know who I'm talking about. For every listener beyond, maybe you don't know Christ, but somehow the Holy Spirit has led you to tune in this morning. Friend, we don't need to be depending on the government for anything. We'll wait when they get there. But we can get to the source now. We can call upon the name of Jesus and be saved and know that the Lord will walk alongside us, he promises, like a mighty warrior. That there will be nothing that we will lack as long as he's there with us. There's nothing we will be able, that will be able to separate us from that love. The Bible says to us that he is all sufficient. He is all able. Matter of fact, I remember the story of Sarah and Abraham when the Lord spoke to him that his wife would be conceiving a son after beyond the bearing age. And she laughed. And as I read that passage, I see that the Lord seemed to be somewhat offended. And he asked this very pointed question. Is there anything impossible for God? Let me answer that question for you today. Those things that are impossible for man. Yes, there are many. We can't do everything. But there is nothing impossible for God. And during this time of great need, while so many people are saying, well, this is the end of this generation. This is the end of this, our economical balance. Everything was going so good. Everything was going just perfectly. And the nation was on its way up. And all these things. But now we've lost it all. No, my friend. We don't have to wait for anybody's word. We can go to him who said, upon this rock I will build my church. And the very gates of whatever virus is out there, whatever devil comes to taunt it and push it around, whatever comes against your life will not prevail. I trust that you would accept this, Jesus. You would say to him today, Rock of Ages, we love you. And thank you for joining us this morning. Forgive us for being a little bit late. We're just excited to allow us into your home today. We thank you for your goodness. I want to pray for those this morning who would like to say Jesus in the comfort of their home. It's important for us every time at our services that we encourage someone to say yes to Christ. So would you pray with me today and simply say, Jesus, these are terrible times that I'm going through right now along with my family. And I understand today, Lord, as I hear your word, that you're wanting to come into my heart to be my all-sufficient Savior. I need someone who knows the plan. I know someone who knows the outcome of all of this. I'm tired of hearing, Father, the back and forth of those who are just playing this guessing game as to what we can do and what we should do. But I want to go to you, the absolute truth. And for this, Father, I surrender my life. And I say, Jesus, be Lord of my life. Be Savior of my soul. Be forgiver of my sins. Cleanse me from all my unrighteousness. And Lord, fill me with your spirit of hope. That Father, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of this deathly virus, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. I love you and I praise you, Jesus. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, my friend, take time this morning to bend your knee and pray and thank God that you're not alone.
Thanks for listening to the Sermon of the Week. Join us next time for another uplifting message. If you'd like to support this ministry and the reaching out of others, you have the opportunity to give at rockofagesaog.org/give.